this is what we need to do. We need to take the stickers. We need to start placing them in places where there's a lot of foot traffic, like stop signs or like
yes.
nurseries, maybe like orphanages, the morgue, you know, places like
place
that.
Of heavy traffic.
Nickels, dimes, marbles. You know, I just think, yeah, that, totally.
At the marble sales place, indeed. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Stop playing the music. Stop playing the music. It's time for us to start the show.
Are you sure?
Get yes.
in here. We gotta start the show.
Bow, bow. Bow, bow. Oh, hello everyone, and welcome to the Funky Panther. Coming to you from Fort Worth, Texas, we have got a hell of a show for you here on episode number 137.
Wow.
That number's getting up there. You know what I mean? It's kind of getting crazy.
Yeah!
It is. You know what?
Yeah. I mean,
the kids are happy about it.
So sit back, relax, enjoy. Let's get into it. I'm Chad.
I need a sweater because it's kind of chilly in here.
Use your name.
I need a sweater.
Use your name.
I am needing a sweater because I'm...
Just cold. Use your fucking name.
I'm Javier.
And I'm Tim.
I need a sweater, goddammit. And we are...
The Funky Panther! Goddamn. You haven't said your name in like 5 episodes.
Yeah,
you
just
keep
been
saying
cold.
Random things. No.
It's actually been hot.
Been cold.
Next week I'm going to say I'm soup.
So you finally have the AC fixed in this place.
Yes.
It doesn't feel like Hades taint anymore,
indeed.
Which is nice.
Yes, it does. For now, we'll see. I don't know. Hopefully, this guy did a really good job, but it's been.
Knock on that wood, my dude.
It's been.
No one's knocking on my dick.
Good wood. Okay. Knock on good wood.
Good wood, bad wood. It's all wood at the end of the day.
Is that accurate?
I don't know. So how have y'all been? We haven't really talked much. What have y'all been up to this past week, Javier?
Let's see. My AC got fixed. That was cool. Friday night, it's chill night, you know, Saturday, I don't remember. I'm starting to forget.
All right, wrap it up.
Okay. I saw Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
You said it was great,
Sunday.
Right?
It is the best Spider-Man movie ever made.
Even better than the last live-action one?
Dude, it takes that, shits on it, throws it against like somebody's, like the back of somebody's head, and like then roses grow.
Did you watch it in the theater?
Yeah.
Nice.
Where else would I watch it?
I mean, I think, well, yeah, I guess it's not rentable yet.
Oh, fuck no. Apple this TV thing's going to be in movie theaters like until like it's done. I'm telling you, this is like, I was reading reviews and people were saying this is like one of those The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
How great and amazing that was. They're going to say that about this one.
About a cartoon. Don't get me wrong. I loved the first one.
You're going like, to be, you will be surprised whenever you watch it.
Okay.
Because like the parts that blew me away. Like, I literally in the theater, like, I was like, holy fuck. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I was into it.
Really?
Dude, it was, when I tell you, whenever you watch it and you see the parts that I'm talking about, you're going to do the same thing.
Okay.
You're going to say, oh, fuck, he was right.
Sold. All right. I'm going to make sure that I watch it.
I haven't seen the first one.
Watch the first one.
What?
It's amazing.
The first cartoon?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen it.
Porky the Pig, Spider-Man, and all that shit.
John Mulaney, Spider-Man.
Yeah, it was great.
No, I haven't seen it.
It was really good.
Let me tell you, it blows that last live action out of the water.
That one was so good, though.
Multiverses and shit.
Yeah.
You're going to understand how fucking... If you have been a fan of like Spider-Man since back the day, like I'm talking like watching like the old Fox Kids Spider-Man show, you're going to love it.
Huh.
You will love it.
Okay.
All right. Sold.
You got to just be aware of like the amount of Spider-Men that are there.
Is it Spider-Man?
Spider-Man.
Like as in the last name.
Like this Peter is, Spider-Man.
This is Peter
Glenn
Spider-Man. Glenn Spider-Man.
Yeah. Glenn Spider-Man.
You have to be aware. So whatever aware is, and then be that while you watch Spider-Man.
Yes.
Got it.
So it's amazing. I have to become a Spider-Man?
You do. You have to bring
you become aware and then
you bring a bunch of spiders in your pocket, right? Just throw them in the crowd. Babies, it's fine. Let him get bit.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
Nice cock.
We're going to turn a bunch of babies into Peter Spider-Mans?
That or kill him, I don't know.
So that was that sounds like a pretty good little week.
It was. And Sunday I like relaxed until we went to the theater. Like I just needed a day where I didn't do anything.
You're working your ass off. I get it.
Yeah. Man, already coming in from the chat. What is Tim drinking? I'm drinking a TX whiskey.
Nice. Javier's over here with
bourbon on some
a few Miller Lights because I don't know what your deal is, but you just feel like you need to drink them back to back these days. And then I've got the La Croix Cherry Blossom, which is very good. You're right. It's delicious.
Huh? Okay. Yeah.
What? Tim, what have you been up to this past week?
Working. Working a lot at the house. At the house. I've been working in the backyard. I'm trying to...
studio.
Well, this is not the studio part, but this is leading up to the studio. So I had to get some stuff under control in the yard. I had a whole area that I had turned into a dog pen, and then we never used it, and then the wind blew the fence over, and so I had to remove some fencing, tear down some trees. We had a wild Mustang grape vine growing in my backyard.
Muscadine?
It was not Mustang grape?
Yeah.
Yeah, Muscadine. Okay. It wasn't producing anything.
Yeah.
So maybe it takes a while, but that thing got so, I mean, like that big around. It was huge.
Wow.
We had to cut all that down because it was tearing
up. Sorry. So sorry.
Wow, dude.
Sorry.
Amateur out.
Yeah, it was tearing up a bunch of shit. So we tore all that down, cut down a tree.
Why would you cut it down? Just put something else there to let it crawl. You can get grapes for life.
No, it was already like attached to like the house and into like going into a window.
Oh.
And underneath a bunch of shit. Yeah.
How far did you let this thing get?
A very long time.
Holy shit, dude.
Let's put it in perspective. I built that little dog pen probably like 9 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's been growing for 9 years.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah, so we got up there and worked a shit ton.
That's good,
just
man.
Tearing that all out. Yeah. Saturday in the morning, I'm going to be doing the same thing, only be in a little bit different area. That way we can get everything prepped for a deck to be built and a few other things. So
yeah, you got to clean up the yard so the deck looks bigger. Am I right?
Yeah, I got to trim around it to make sure the deck looks nice and big.
I get it.
You trim the hedges.
Got to trim those hedges.
I'm probably just going to scalp it all the way down to just bare dirt.
Now, you got to be careful whenever you do that because here it kind of does hurt if you get too close and you edge up onto like the ground and the dirt.
Yeah, and you already have stickers back there. You don't want it to be like stubbly and shit. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I just want it to look nice and big.
Okay. Yeah.
I want a big girthy deck.
Yeah. Maybe you should lay down some like do they have lotion for like grass? Like, you know, that you can lay down that'll stick the grass straight up and you just like get a nice clean shot whenever you're just going down on that.
Yes.
This has gone too far.
All right.
Are we talking about eating?
What?
So I got all that knocked out. Nice. And we got a guy that's supposed to come out this week and take a look at the studio and give me a quote on some stuff. And we're just going to kind of plug away. I've got a couple more months before we have to have it ready.
September.
Yeah. Anybody know where you can get a good, nice, vintage leather couch? Hit me up. I would like it to look like well-worn. Think of Ron Burgundy, mahogany, and leather-bound books.
Right.
Something comfortable. Big, comfy couch. Was that a kid show or something?
Yeah.
Yes.
This will not be, but yeah.
Big, comfy casting couch?
I don't want it to look quite like a casting couch. Mm.
So my mom said that we could have those stripper chairs if we wanted them. I asked her. I mentioned it just in case.
Yeah, that's good. Those were legendary chairs.
Have we ever told the story on the podcast?
I don't
about
think
those
we
chairs?
Have.
I thought maybe.
Probably have like a year.
If we did, it was early on.
So back in the day, I wanted like kind of the feel that Tim's going for in the new studio, like a gentleman's room. It was like a cigar smoking type map in the back room. It was going to be beautiful and just a chill place to go and hang out, which we did. We hung out in the little front room quite a bit in my old house. And so I wanted these like specific like leather chairs. And I found some on Craigslist. Is Craigslist still a thing?
Yeah, Craigslist still a thing.
It is, but you can't get
sex. Is it just like sex?
Yeah,
or
yeah you can't
like
find
that.
Sex workers.
No tug
anymore.
Jobs, no glory holes, no rusty trombone.
So it's just gotten worse. Okay.
Got a mini of those from Craigslist.
So Craigslist had these chairs, and they were like $75 a pop. And I was like, damn, these look like really nice chairs. And so Javier had a truck, and I was like, hey, Javier, do you mind if we just go pick up these two chairs? And we come back to my place, drop them off, done, right? I think maybe got beer or something like that, right? Yeah. And so we drive out there close to Dallas. We show up. The place is a fucking strip club. We had no idea. Like, nowhere on this listing did it say, these are stripper chairs. And so we got these well-used stripper chairs as they were remodeling this place called Double D's Cabaret into something completely different. Or maybe it was becoming Double D's. I don't know.
I think it was a Mercy Culture Church.
So whatever, they were remodeling, and so we walk in, and it was just the shadiest situation. I mean, every crazy.
You're like, here's
transaction.
Some money.
It felt like one of those things where, like, fuck, am I going to get shot here?
Give me the semen stained seats, please.
I mean, it didn't quite look like it looked like the strip club had been abandoned and like obliterated. Kids gone in there and like fuck shit up and then left. And they're like, you know what? Let's buy this place and sell whatever's in here. That's what it felt like. It was bad. So we grabbed the chairs, which were just so nice. I mean, I cleaned the shit out of these chairs to ensure that they were just, you know.
I feel like they're not real leather.
Oh, no, they're fake leather,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, so I want straight up, like, I want the real
they're
stuff.
They're comfortable as fuck, know, though. Know, and this story will live on forever.
I know.
Especially
until we all die.
Right.
Which might be soon.
Yeah, who knows. That's that little story. Hope you enjoyed. So what is that all you did?
Yeah, cool. That pretty much covers my weekend.
Nice.
Jerry Jones sounds on.
Huh. Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to check that out.
There was some drama that went on with that one.
Yeah, our friends over at JJTM had a little bit of a...
Yeah, I love JJTM.
JJTM. Had a little bit of a weird show last week at the end. If you haven't already caught it, make sure you go listen or watch.
We love those guys, but this show was pretty... I was like, ooh, fuck.
Cringe. But yeah, so last week... I was on the Forever Reckless podcast. Shout out to Jordan for having me.
Are you sure they said they had their favorite Funky Panther? But I don't remember being there.
I don't remember being there either.
They specifically said Chad, obviously.
Which
right?
is weird.
They said you might think that it was Javier, but it was definitely Chad. Meh. Sorry, Tim, you weren't in the running.
Yeah, I didn't even get a fucking mention.
You know what? Tim never gets a mention. Tim, we love you. We're sorry. I will mention you in every other. Whenever I go like make it big, I'll say, yeah, I remember Tim. He was that little short fellow with the eye glue. It's really good, though. I don't like it.
And then a couple of days later, we made it on the Tales from the Fort podcast.
Yeah.
Which we did talk about our roles and things like that. And I just want to make sure that everyone understands you've been doing almost all the work.
I've been doing quite a bit here recently.
Like you've been doing
slacked off this
a
past
fuck
week.
Ton. And so we appreciate you, dude. Mention or no mention on Forever.
We love you. That was we great. Love you. Yeah.
Yeah. We love you.
You know, you got to give that love to the people you love. And I love you.
Flowers, dude.
Yeah. Flowers.
So we were on two podcasts last week. Go check those
out. Did you say
out.
We had Tupac as a guest last week?
We had Tupac as a guest last week.
Or
don't
three
get
Pac.
It twisted.
Three Pac if you're from the Spider-Man universe. Yeah. They
Wait,
got a three
what?
Pac.
Are you fucking. Spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah. Three Pac.
Well,
spoiler.
Yeah.
And they had Chance the Rapper with a four hat. Jeez. No, but that was in the first Spider-Man movie.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. And this weekend I went down to New Braunfels, hung out with Danny, our friends Danny and Roy. Both of them have been on the show before. And went floating on the river.
Drank, ate,
had a nice little getaway weekend. It was
looked
fantastic.
Like you got a little sun, got a little red.
I got a little pink, as
little
I do.
Red? Yeah,
I'll tell you what. We figured out the best time to get on the river.
What
it is
5
p.m.
Really?
Yes.
Didn't they close at 6?
Well, so here's the deal. The places, the rental places where you rent the tubes close at 6. But since Danny lives there, he parks for free, and it's only $2 to get on the river. He already has the tubes and everything. So we walked like, I don't know, a football field length to get on the river and then just jumped in and went. And we were on the river for 3 hours. It was the most like seamless
on the
process.
Kamal,
yeah.
Yeah, so what if we brought two cars and you like two trucks? You park one on one end, one on the other?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That'd be the best way to go. Nice. We didn't do that, but yeah, that would be genius. And so it was just perfect. And the river, like there was people on it, right? It was nice, but it wasn't like overbearing. Like when we were going through the chutes and stuff, it was actually pretty chill. Plus, you know, every time we get on the river at like noon, we're done by 3, and then we're so fucked up that like you just fuck up the rest of your day. Like, what are you going to do? Take a nap and then hopefully go to, you know, downtown Austin or something?
That's exactly what you're going to do.
Yeah, but we never, dude, I want to see you do that at our age now.
I'm not going to.
You haven't done that in 10 years.
I'm going to take a nap and then I'm going to call it a night.
Yeah. So we got to have fun. We went to this barbecue place in Seguin. It was called Burnt Bean. It was fucking phenomenal. They had some amazing sides. They had this like roasted squash and cheese.
Ooh.
Dude, it was so good. We'll have to go. And there was a brewery around the corner that we went to. But then after all that, that's when we hopped on the river. Man, it was a great weekend.
I need a distillery that's like right around the corner. Because I'm serious. Like I'm pretty much done with beer.
I get it.
I'm not drinking it anymore.
At all?
Yeah.
You're just a whiskey guy? You're just going to enjoy it?
I think so.
It's not bad.
I think so. Like, unless something really tickles my fancy and I'm like, yeah, I really want a fucking beer.
You've actually tickled his fancy, haven't you?
I have. Our mustaches, they're ticklers, they are.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So just tickle his fancy a little
bit. And then I might want a beer.
Okay. Yeah. Easy enough. Yeah. It was a great weekend. Looking forward to going back. I'm sure I'll be back down a few times this summer because it was just perfect.
I would like to go down and then not go to Austin.
Hey-o. It's a family show, Tim.
But head over to San Antonio.
Yeah, I've done that a few times.
That
like,
would be.
I actually don't remember the last time I went to Austin was when we went to go see Minicon fight, and that was the only time over the past couple of years I've been to Austin. To the river. Yeah,
I have
to Austin because I always go to the river or San Antonio.
I've got
now.
nothing for Austin anymore.
Well, we went to Austin for ACL.
South by.
That's it.
Yeah, and that was last year. So I guess those are the only two times. But we didn't leave the bar really. You know, the container bar. We didn't really do a whole lot.
Coming up in the chat, Lance is asking me, not the mustard sour from Martin. I'm going to drink the mustard sour. You can't not. I said if it tickles my fancy. It's going to tickle my fancy.
Yeah, so Glizzy Fest is this weekend.
Yeah, it is.
Are we going?
Yeah.
Martin House is Glizzy
Fest? We talked about it last year, and we didn't go.
No, the plan is to go.
I'd like to go.
I've got to work at the house until about noon.
Yeah, I'll be out by like 1 or 2.
And then heading over to Martin House around 1-ish. Yeah.
Yeah. I also really want to go see Dustin Massey. He's playing at Lola's on Friday. And so, got to go see Dustin.
Head out to Lola's on Friday if you're not doing anything. Check out Dustin Massey, who's coming back after a year hiatus of not performing and writing. Last year he got married and he's like starting his life. But now he's decided, hey, man, I'm Jesus. I'm going to get back out on the road. I hope he keeps that. Did he shave it?
He did.
Fuck!
I mean, he's got this whole thing that he's trying to do on social media. He was kind of telling me about. We'll see how it goes. But so far, good. You know what I mean? Like, the social media shit's fantastic.
Yeah. I can't wait to see him and talk to him and ask him how he feels about the Mavs offseason.
Yeah. But he was talking about how he's got a bunch of songs kind of in the hopper, and he's really excited about releasing some new music this summer. Good. So excited about hearing it. Any other things going on? Oh, yeah. We've got something that may be happening on July 7th. It's a Friday.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
I just want to say nothing more than that. But since we're about a month out, go ahead and just mark down on your calendar on July 7th that you're busy that night. You're going to be hanging out with the Funky Panther, doing whatever it is we're going to be doing. Probably going to be a place where there's alcohol, more than likely.
Let me stop you real quick because we did this exactly a year ago.
Yeah.
And we didn't do anything. We had to push it back and then it ruined people's plans. Because we got COVID.
Okay. True that. Okay. So more than likely, 90% chance we're...
You know what, though? And even if we do get COVID, we're just going to be a super spreader. And, you know...
COVID's not even real.
Yeah. Ted Nugent told me to drink with y'all.
Was it ever real?
It wasn't. So it was July 7th, we're going to be doing a thing. Hopefully, it's going to be pretty legit. We've got a lot of moving pieces at the moment. And we got a couple of confirmations that we need to make, but we should have more information for you in the next week or two. July 7th, mark it down. You're busy.
You know, COVID wasn't real. It was just the memories we made along the way. So that was COVID. It was just the memories we made along the
what?
Way.
What? Yeah. The fuck does that even mean?
No, just like Wonder Years or Full House or something. Or Step by Step or Family Matters.
Okay.
Or like hanging with Mr. Cooper. I don't know.
All right.
Who taught me how to smuggle weed on a plane?
Nice.
In your butt?
Nice.
No, he said this is before x-rays. He said wear a cup and then put the weed in there. And so when they're searching you, they're not going to touch your penis. So, you know, but they can search your penis now. They see your penis when you're in the x-ray machine.
No, they don't.
Yes.
There's no peen scene.
Yes, there is.
There's no peen scene.
Is peen scene.
Yeah, no, I've seen it. If you've got a big enough wiener, it shows up.
Oh, okay. That must be my problem.
Wieners. All right. Yeah, yeah. So just save your block out your schedule for beers and brews and boobies. No boobies.
Okay.
There might be boobies.
Sweet. Maybe.
You never know.
Chad, Tim, boobies.
I'll show mine later.
Yes.
Let me see your back boobies. Your butt. Are they the titties of the back? What was that fucking Barstool episode with Slim Thug? No.
Is ass the new titties?
Anyways, yeah, I guess that's it, right?
Yeah.
Anybody All right, show's me? Over, guys.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
Oh, man.
Hey, everybody. I'll tell you what. What?
We have a group news. You got to cue up that music.
We have a group news. Oh, wait, what? Oh.
The Oh yeah, man, I gotta find some up.
Okay, we can wait. Would it be better if we waited for that till after sports and news? Okay, let's go ahead and kick over to sports then. Do you have sports?
Yeah.
Nice.
And now, Action Sports with Javier. Take it away, Javier.
So in off-season Dallas Mavericks news, rumor has it that Kyrie Irving is trying to...
Rumor has it.
We should cue up that clip from that Adele song.
Yeah, hell yeah.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah,
rumor has it that he's trying to recruit LeBron to come to the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah, I saw that.
Of course, Kyrie is a free agent. I mean, we really can't do much, but love to see what Dustin thinks about that.
What are your thoughts?
I would welcome him.
Yeah?
He's a legend. He would get us closer to a ring. He's still a dominant player.
So with LeBron, Kyrie, and Luka.
Yes.
Unfortunately, do we then start rooting for LeBron James? Because
I never thought there would be the day. I hated him. Look, do not get it twisted. As a human being, he's an amazing person.
Yeah.
He does so many things for the kids. He like gives them free school, free tuition, and then also free college if they're like going to an Ohio school.
But it's LeBron James.
That's fine. If it gets us closer to a ring, look, this is the reason why I never liked Mark Cuban, because he squandered away Dirk's potential. Like, he didn't bring in any great talent.
Yeah, busted up him and Nash.
Yes. But look, how many times has LeBron been surrounded by other great, talented, superstars?
Always.
And it just didn't happen. So what do you think is going to, like, just take Luka out, because I know you're just going to say, Luka's the reason.
Yeah.
Without Luka, why do you think that LeBron being on the Mavs would be a winning situation?
He drives players to play harder because of his work ethic.
Okay.
I mean...
Okay, so he could be that, like, leader for some of our younger team.
Yeah, and he's a generational player.
Right.
This is the LeBron era. We're currently near the tail end of it, and we're going to go... We're technically in between Steph Curry and LeBron, because they're both so dominant, and we'll see what happens. But I welcome that transition. I think it'd be awesome.
At the very least, it would be entertaining for us as locals here in, you know, DFW area to go be able to see them all play. I've never seen LeBron play.
Oh, yeah, I've seen him play.
I haven't.
So, in other sports news, the Texas Rangers are currently ranked second in the MLB behind the Tampa Bay Rays. It's crazy, man. They're playing right now. They're currently leading.
That's the team I was trying to say.
The Rangers?
The Rays. I kept saying Bucks.
What the fuck?
Cabaret. Bucks, I know.
But yeah, they're currently second place in the entire MLB behind the Tampa Bay Rays. They're winning currently, I think, 5-2 against the St. Louis Cardinals. So let's go Rangers. In other sports news, Stanley Cup's going on. Who gives a shit? In more sports news, the great, the one and only, the legendary, which we will go deeper in depth in the Ball Bag podcast. Dick Trickle.
Ball Bag back?
Ball Bag is back. We will be recording again on Thursday, so do not miss it. We're going to change some stuff around, and we're going to start having some guests. But Zlatan Ibrahimovic, the legendary player from Sweden, has called it quits. Or as I posted on the Ball Bag's Instagram, football has decided to move on from Zlatan. Zlatan was, of course, modeled, or Zava on Ted Lasso was modeled after Zlatan.
Oh, really?
And Zlatan is like a legendary player. He does such legendary things, and he has legendary stories. So happy trails.
Is the man legendary?
He's legendary.
Wow.
You know, whenever he played for LA Galaxy, LeBron James sent him a jersey, and Zlatan was like, "What is this?" So he autographed the jersey and sent it back to LeBron.
Shut the fuck up. Oh my God. That is totally Zava. I get it. That's hilarious.
But other main topics of sports I really can't think of, but listen to the Ball Bag podcast coming back this week. Be there. Kids love it.
Oh, something we... Sorry. Conclude. Ended.
And that was Action Sports with Javier. Thank you, Javier.
Legends do wish they were Zlatan.
I forgot one of the things that you and I did last week. We went to go see the Vaqueros Football Club here at the
W.O. Barnes Memorial Stadium,
where we went to school there at Castleberry here in River Oaks, Fort Worth area.
They got an artificial turf field.
It's beautiful. The stadium's beautiful.
It is a pretty stadium.
Can I just say real quick, back to Glizzy Fest.
Yeah, you could say it.
Last year.
Okay, back to Glizzy Fest.
So So Sydney over at Visit Fort Worth, her cousin was selling very cool like shirts over there. Okay. She's going to be back there this year. Go over there, check her out. Follow her on Instagram. I'll post like a link. But they're very legit. I wanted to get one on her website. Very amazing. Check it out.
What's amazing about them?
They like just I think last year she had them. Like a hot dogs on a shirt.
Oh, nice!
Like a bunch of like a button up. Can you know how you wear your Hawaiian shirts?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like that, but with like a bunch of cool designs on it.
Okay,
it's very cool.
Okay,
so check it out. You'll see some over there at the Glizzy Fest, and we'll be over there. Right, we're gonna be at Glizzy.
Yeah,
Fest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're gonna we'll be there.
Woo, Glizzy Fest!
We're gonna be setting up shop. And by setting up shop, I'm going to be drinking a sour mustard beer and getting drunk.
On the group chat, legends wish there were Zlatan. The LA Galaxy used to blow up fireworks every time he scored, gave him a huge chant during a brief game pause. And the Tigres are going to be playing, wait, at TCU Stadium here soon. I thought they were going to play over at W.R. Barnes.
Yeah, I guess not. I don't know. They are playing
here. They split their time.
What's up, Jay? From the chat. We got a lot of people in the chat.
I love it, man.
Jay's been a long time since you've been here, man.
First time, long time.
All right.
And now it's time for News with Tim.
Take it away, Tim.
Bro, you got red.
Man, I
look at you. God damn.
Fucking get up
there. I fucking hate everything. All right, so have you ever gotten so fucking high that you spent $208,100 on a decommissioned Staten Island ferry?
What?
Let me ask you this again. Have you ever gotten so high that you spent $280,100 for decommissioned Staten Island ferry?
This sounds like a very Pete Davidson thing.
It's 100% Pete Davidson.
Shut the fuck.
Pete Davidson admits that he and Colin Jost were very stoned when
Colin
they paid.
Colin Jost, not Colin Just.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just reading this really quick.
Jesus
Colin Jost,
Christ,
Mr. What's her name?
Were very stoned when they paid $208,100 for a decommissioned Staten Island ferry. And let me just tell you, Pete Davidson's kind of regretting that now.
Bro, can you imagine if Colin Jost and Pete Davidson made some kind of like crazy party boat out of this decommissioned like Staten Island ferry?
Dude, that'd
like
be that, fucking cool.
They could make a shit ton of money. Hang on. From a business.
His real estate partner said it was planned to be an entertainment space, but Davidson wasn't sure.
What the hell, man?
Come on. Just with their names, kind of reminds me of like the whole Wrexham FC thing. Like they're blowing up like crazy. Yeah. They could make the same thing happen with this boat, just like triple their money in a year.
Oh, Wrexham got promoted. Fuck, I didn't talk about
hell
that.
Yeah, awesome. Legit. Well, I can before you move on to the next thing, can I ask you all a question?
Yeah, ask us a question. That's what this whole segment's about.
Okay.
Oh, fuck, sorry.
What is the worst thing you've done when you were high? If you ever got high before or whatever.
It's been a really long time since I've been high.
Are you talking about like salvia, like mushrooms?
No, just, you know, whatever.
Cocaine.
I never did anything like
ketamine,
really bad other than
ecstasy,
like
poppers.
Whenever I was younger.
A little bit of crystal meth.
Shut up, dude.
I might have went and smoked a little bit underneath a bridge and got lost and couldn't figure out how to get out of a parking lot.
Okay.
But
a little bit of PCP.
But outside of that, that was the worst thing. The worst thing I've done whenever I was drunk, though, was I literally obliterated my toilet at my house. Like I fell into it and just broke it. Yeah.
I was there that night.
Yeah. So
okay. So let's move forward. What about you, Javier? Has there been anything that you've done that was just ridiculous when you were high? Like purchase something like that?
Man. No. No, I, you know, no.
No,
I like this coming in from the chat. Okay. J Boy, bro, when you get so high, you make a multi-million-dollar entertainment business.
Come on,
I know
that'd be amazing. Okay, so let's switch it around a little bit. What is the craziest thing you've ever eaten, whatever, when you were high or made?
Can this be?
It's got to be actual food. Fuck.
I just
pussy,
dude. I've just started
that crazy.
Come on, man.
And it's
come
not
on,
real food.
You just through you pitched it up to me.
Just grabbed a,
I'm just hitting the home run.
He is hitting the home run. You walked right into that one.
I know.
One.
Big mistake.
Went right down on that one.
Yeah, you sure did.
No, I start raiding the pantry and just like what it doesn't matter. If it looks edible, I'm going to start eating it.
So you've never made like a drunken or high concoction?
No, because I'm usually like if I'm at that point, I'm so gone that I can't function.
What about you?
Oh, dude.
You just order food.
No.
Never make anything.
I got so high one time that stupidly, don't do this. Do not do this at try
you
this at home.
You operated
I tried to drive to Taco Bell, but I was like hitting the gas and I was like, my body, you know, delayed reaction. I was like, I thought I was going, but I wasn't.
And yeah.
I said, fuck it, turn back around. I made two big peanut butter, jelly, honey, and banana sandwiches, like two big ones.
That's pretty good.
Cut them in, like, not the regular way, like the angled way, and just dip those things in milk and just ate them.
Ice cream cake in between pizza slices.
Oh shit, that's a good one.
All right, so I saw someone told this guy to make this. There's a dude on TikTok, and people send him weird things to try and eat or whatever.
Ooh. Yeah,
and Weird Al, it was the Weird Al Twinkie Wiener sandwich.
Weird Al Yankovic,
I guess so. You take a Twinkie and basically make a hot dog with it, mustard and everything, but the Twinkie's the bun.
No, thank you.
All right. So the guy was like, if I fucking like this, then I'm going to hate myself. And he was like, this shit's good. So we're going to try it.
I'm going to get the Twinkies. Mustard, though.
I'm going to get the Twinkies. I'm going to get that.
Without the mustard.
We're going to try it. Also, strawberry milk and orange, or strawberry syrup and orange juice tastes like Skittles. So we're going to give that one a shot, too, here.
Dude, I can't do, like, a Skittles drink, man. Those are just too sweet. Like, you know, 7-Eleven got, like, nerd Slurpees.
We're going to give that a shot.
I can't do that.
We're going to try it.
Oh, speaking of which, you know what's really good at 7-Eleven? They got this, like, ham, egg, mayonnaise, cheese.
You lost me on the ham and the mayo. And
on sweet bread? Dude, that shit is fucking delicious. All right.
Like Mexican sweet bread?
No. Oh. Like sweet, like yellow sweet bread. Okay. Like sandwich bread. Okay. But it's like Hawaiian bread.
Chad?
What?
What do you got?
For the drunken high food?
Yeah.
So my go-to is peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I never really want peanut butter and jelly, but I always have it on hand just in case. You know what I mean? Because like that's an
easy struggle meal.
Like an easy snack for whenever you need something.
It's broke.
Got the sweetness and the, you know, the wholesomeness. And
some savoriness.
Right. Except I always go extra. You know what I mean? Like I always take it a step further than I should.
Yes,
right?
Like, a lot. The times, yeah.
And so, like, if I'm making a sandwich, I like to mix the peanut butter and jelly together in a bowl, maybe put a little honey in there, you know what I mean? And
you know, you can buy the peanut butter, it's hard to get the honey added.
And then I put on bananas, and then I got this whole amazing sandwich, right?
But you mix the jelly and the peanut butter
Did
together?
Did you just take my fucking sandwich?
No. What?
I said peanut butter, jelly, honey, and bananas.
Did he say this?
I did.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
He made that whenever he got really high. Rewind the tape.
Oh, man, I missed that. I missed that completely. I wouldn't even listen to you.
Piece of shit. You motherfucker.
Listen, you know I don't speak Spanish. All right, so there was this one time that
I'm going to tell your mayonnaise-eating mother that you're being a fucking asshole.
My mother's an amazing woman.
She's better than you, Chad.
I am well
She's
aware.
She's way cooler than you.
I am well aware, so talk shit about me, asshole.
You ain't shit.
So there was one night where I really wanted ice cream, but I also really wanted a peanut butter jelly sandwich.
So what? You combined the two?
Of course I fucking
Betweens
did.
Betweens bread?
No, listen.
Betweens breads?
So, and I did it twice because I have to perfect it. You know what I mean? Because that's just part of my nature.
All right.
Two different high nights, by the way. This is one, not a single night. So I had this like sugar-free vanilla ice cream in the freezer. I pull it out. I throw it in the KitchenAid.
In the oven.
Like the top mixer thing.
Oh,
the stand-up mixer.
Yeah.
So I throw it in there.
Did y'all be doing too much whenever you're high, man? Up,
dude. It's in my head, and if I don't do it, I will never be able to sleep. And so I'm like, I'm mixing up this vanilla ice cream in this KitchenAid mixer, and I'm like, all right, I definitely want peanut butter and jelly, obviously, right? It's going to be peanut butter and jelly ice cream.
Yeah.
But what about the bread? What am I going to do? And so I wanted that crunch, but texture of bread. But like, you know, it's
did you get fucking croutons?
No. I did throw the bread in the toaster, though, and then like crumbled it up and throw it in. And then I put in the peanut butter and jelly, except I put it too early. So now it was just like this Mod Podge of peanut butter jelly ice cream. Just you didn't really have to swirl or anything. It didn't look great. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the second time I did it, right? Because the first wasn't enough, I do the ice cream, and then I was like, all right, I want something crunched that's not going to just dissolve and get soggy in the ice cream. I got Wheat Thins. Let me tell you.
Oh my God.
Crushed up Wheat Thins. Fucking perfect.
What?
It was amazing. And so then, okay, I've got it mixed up. Then, very last minute, I put in like a tablespoon of peanut butter and a tablespoon of jelly. And I turned off the mixer real quick. That way you got that mix.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like colors, you see it all. It's all whatever. Each bite's going to be a little bit different. One of the best fucking things I've ever had in my entire life.
Man.
It's amazing. I dream about it.
The fact that you're...
I'm going to make this for y'all someday.
I want to eat it someday.
On a certain level someday. And we're going to have that. And y'all
will get on a certain level, sir. I cannot.
or at least drunk or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I'll get a little intoxicated and
for the chat. What in the white?
Yeah,
I'm concerned. I mean, come on, it was.
You lost me at Wheat Thins. I mean, I like Wheat Thins by themselves, but I can't imagine.
They're basically mini fucking toast. I mean, they're many little pieces of bread.
I'm going to go down the group chat. Ice cream cake between pizza slices. Philly cheesesteak tots, but those are really good. That sounds amazing.
That sounds really good.
Chocolate milk and bologna. I'm guessing bologna sandwiches. I hope not. Yeah, makes me
just
the two.
Dip the bologna in the chocolate milk. Yes.
That sounds like diarrhea. Yes, it does.
Hey, right.
True Mood chocolate milk and bologna. Let's see. Should have gone with graham crackers, Chad.
Fuck, those would have been better. If I had those on hand, yes, I agree.
I want to ask you something. So I've done something really strange, or Jesse thinks it's weird. Jesse thinks it's really weird, but yeah. I used to, as a kid, and I still like it to this day,
okay,
getting the store-bought, like, Oscar Mayer bologna, the big bologna that had the little pepper kernels in there, yeah, or whatever, getting a slice of that and putting some peanut butter on it and rolling it up and eating the salami and peanut butter. You're making that face.
No, that sounds disgusting.
Okay, wait a second. Do you remember the Ravi Shankar?
Yeah. It does not taste the same.
It's so close.
No, because that was actually burger meat. Burger and like beef and peanut butter, right, and carrot chutney. That makes sense.
We're going to make stuff, right? We're going to do an episode. We're going to do an episode where we each bring something.
Some random fucking food? Dude, I'm here for that. Let Javier continue down the chat because it's going fucking nuts.
Okay,
the chat is going nuts.
I'm
going to
group chat
now
real quick. Okay, chat has no idea what blasphemy is happening in the chat. Jared said, you eat like Elvis. Corey with the fucking home run. Dipping Wendy's spicy nuggets in the chocolate frosty is the tits. Yes, yeah. I mean, I dip whenever I go.
I don't do the frosty
fries. I do the chocolate frosty and fries always. I don't care what I'm going for. I have to get it. But spicy nuggies in that? Holy shit. That sounds amazing.
Clarification. So it's not a bologna sandwich. It's just bologna.
Straight up bologna.
But then like washing it down with a cup of chocolate milk.
No, dipped in.
I don't think he's saying dipped.
He's saying straight bologna dipped in chocolate milk. That's what I'm going with.
This is a heavy order. Founder's favorite from Cold Stone. Mix sweet cream ice cream and chopped up brownie. Do a caramel and chocolate drizzle. Sprinkle crushed powdered graham crackers on top.
Jesus Christ.
Cheesecake ice cream with snickerdoodle or Girl Scout cookies is the jam, though. That actually sounds really
that
fucking
sounds
fire.
Amazing.
That sounds awesome. And like a bologna straw? I think he's talking about the bologna and chocolate milk.
A clarification. He's washing it down. Wow. He's not drinking chocolate milk with a bologna wrapped like a straw.
Oh, my God.
And then my diarrhea comment was about the OJ and strawberry syrup. It sounds like that's going to be
We're going to give it a shot.
Yeah.
What y'all are describing, it sounds like, remember in the movie Hook, whenever they're eating that imaginary food? This is exactly what it sounds like. Y'all are eating that imaginary gobbledygook that they're eating.
Gobbledygook.
Oh, my God.
I can imagine it. It tastes amazing.
All right.
So you poor motherfuckers who ain't eating shit.
So this all started because of Pete Davidson.
Yeah, Pete Davidson.
Back on the news.
All right. Some of you might know that Taylor Swift has been doing this tour, right?
I've heard.
The Eras tour to make, you know. So anyways, so have you heard that some people are, some of Swifties, are they Swifties?
I think they're the Taylor.
I think they're the Swift militia. They're literally Swift like militia an army in themselves.
Are now wearing diapers to the Eras tour so they don't miss a thing.
Lies.
They're in there. I went through too much to get these tickets to miss even one song while peeing. That is a direct quote.
That is disgusting.
So there's been like TikTok channel and stuff like that that's been showing girls putting on their diapers before the show and getting ready for the tour. I didn't know this, but it's like 4 straight hours or longer of Taylor Swift just...
But how many times do you have to go in that time? Like how much can these diapers absorb is what I'm trying to get at.
I don't know.
That's just gross.
Look, let me just...
And they're proud of it. They're talking about it on TikTok.
That's a UTI waiting to happen.
I understand that, you know, you want to see Taylor and you're like, oh, I want to listen to all the songs. But this is what you do. This is a life hack. Go on setlist.com or wherever they have the set lists. Go to the artist and go to a previous show and check which songs you want to listen to and which ones you don't. Because I can guarantee you, like, some of them are like, oh, well, I like most of the songs, but not a lot of them. go pee during those songs you don't like and then come back and plan around it. I do that with every concert I go to, and Tammy's always like, we're looking at things. Like, I want to be surprised. I'm like, I can't go. I want to know what they're playing.
From the chat, it's only 3.5 hours. Tim is lame, and there's legit no bathroom lines if you run out during the middle of songs you don't like. This is straight from a Swiftie herself. Someone that probably has worn diapers at a Taylor Swift show.
I mean, it's fine. It's fine. Whatever.
So to the person who wrote that, do you get on Setlist, that website, the Setlist website, to plan like when you're going to go pee?
I would never get on a Setlist website.
Why?
Because I want to be surprised.
Not me, because I know when to pull the phone out for the perfect intro.
I don't want to pull the phone out though. Typically.
No, suck my balls. Yes, you do.
I do on some stuff, but like, there's a lot of times I'm just like, man, I want to be surprised by whatever's coming up.
So right. We're going to go watch the Postal Service.
Dude, and I don't even want to know.
So, okay.
They're going to play everything.
They're going to play the entire album. It's the 20-year anniversary.
And it's all good.
And so is Trans...
it's good.
It's all good.
It is good.
Yeah, you can't say you had a burp this time, bitch.
Whatever, man. I hate you.
Hey, I did that on purpose.
Okay, so on the group chat, Rufio would sure use a bologna straw. Absolutely, facts. And they were all high. They were eating mushrooms. All those kids, I'm pretty sure. Those lost boys
were forced.
Were lost, yeah. Like right. Shroom lost.
So, Chad, I think I want to get off this whole Swiftie thing, but I do believe that I sent you a picture, and I want to see if you can pull this up so people can see. But
this is the one you sent in private, or the one that you want me to for the podcast? I'm confused.
Nothing was private. The double-decker airplane.
There you go, everybody. Good luck.
The double-decker airplane seat is back. Here's what it looks like.
Okay.
What do you think? You travel. Like you fly a lot.
Listen, I do not care. I don't care. I don't care how high these seats go if it means that I have a little bit more space. And if that is not like three seats, you know, really close to each other, side by side, I don't really care what's right in front of my face. If it's someone's ass, and if they're going to like blow ass, it's going to come right into my face. I feel like that's going to be okay.
I feel like they should put carbon filters like to help like
in the seats.
Yeah.
I don't know. If they could do this, look, if they were going to do something like this, two things need to happen. One, they need to give you more room, right? Because obviously they're making shit happen. And two, ticket prices need to go down just a little bit, right? Because that's what they're essentially trying to do.
They talked about a standing aircraft.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, dude, that's fucking...
Can you imagine like going to... Remember the Cowboys game? What is it? The party pass? And you get, it was like standing room? That was worth it.
That sounds like some Ryanair type shit. Or Spirit Airlines.
I mean, you have to be like strapped or something like that. It's not like you're on a bus and you're just holding on to a bar. Like, that's ridiculous.
I think that's what I imagine, though, is that you're just on a... You're basically on an Airbus hanging on to a bar. Good luck, everybody.
That's crazy.
Kids screaming, running down the aisles.
I don't know. I'm not against it.
All right. I've got just two more things I want to bring up here. First off, I don't know if you heard this, but Apple has embraced AI, and it's going in their phones... And they're finally going to get rid of the ducking autocorrect.
Did you see that? Did you see that clip? Did you pull it? Did you pull the clip?
No.
Fuck, I should have had to pull the clip.
Was it Tim? What's his face?
Not the. You know, it's another developer. He's like, and you know that he said ducking.
The
actual thing.
So from what I'm being told,
it was Tim Cook, bitch. It wasn't Watch Tim it today.
Cook. It wasn't Tim Cook.
Want to bet?
I bet you an ice. You got to chug a Michelob, or you got to chug a Smirnoff ice.
What size? Done. What size?
Oh, it's got to be the one, the big one we usually get.
The big boy.
Yeah. Done.
Okay. Anyways, so Apple is embracing AI. It's supposed to learn from your texting habits, and then it's supposed to...
Finally, because I thought they did.
Right, and it's supposed to improve like the quick text or whatever to where it's going to give you suggestions based off of your all that stuff, but it's supposed to get rid of ducking because...
Yeah.
I have never texted somebody saying that I was ducking for cover or whatever. Granted, I've never been in a school shooting. So
Jesus, man.
Why did you have to take it there? Ducking is different.
Anyways.
Holy duck.
And the last thing, today.
No, can we go back to the VR thing?
Okay, let's go back to it real quick.
Did we talk about the VR
thing? We haven't talked about that. I wasn't going to bring that up.
Well, I just want to say the VR has got this thing where it like interacts with your brain. So
it's
there
like
was
Neuralink.
There was a book called like Ready Player One.
Yeah.
There's
a movie about that.
A sequel called Ready Player Two. And it had these new rigs where brain scan, it downloads your consciousness it uploads it. Like it uploads it into wherever.
Yeah, like the show called Upload.
Yes, exactly. And so every time you'd get in, like it would update your memories. And so the whole plot was they were trying to like exist because they had free will. Those consciousness.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think this is what's happening.
Like, I don't lie. I'm not here for it.
It's wild.
There's a whole lot of shit. UFO stuff that's going down that we're going to have to do an episode on pretty soon.
Sam Apple.
All right. So for the last thing, and this is the only bit of Fort Worth news, because we haven't really announced this, but we are still going to talk a little bit about Fort Worth stuff, but we're really trying to get away from just being Fort Worth centric and branching out into the world. So this is the only Fort Worth news you're going to get tonight.
Got to spread your wings. I got to be a peacock. I got to fly.
June 6th is Fort Worth's birthday.
Happy birthday, hey, Fort Worth.
Happy birthday,
Funky Town. Happy birthday, Murder Worth.
We are 174 years old.
Oh, man. Nice,
today.
Nice.
And Fort Worth Magazine, which we won Best of Reader's Choice. They did our favorite thing, and they asked ChatGPT about Fort Worth's quote-unquote Mount Rushmore on her 174th birthday.
You're really reaching on that. You couldn't find it, could you? Because you know I'm right.
No.
All right.
No, I'm finding it because I know I'm right.
So Mount Rushmore, you think of like the most prominent, you know, figures of whatever embodied on Mount Rushmore, right?
Yeah.
So Amon G. Carter Sr., Sid Richardson, Van Cliburn, and Bob Schaefer.
Yeah, he's a legendary like a newsman. He was around during the Kennedys.
And then a second inquiry brought in Betsy Price and Amon Carter.
No, get Betsy out.
Yeah.
Amon Carter, he's a G. But that's very old. Like, who would you put on your new school? Like your new age, Fort Worth, you know, all that other stuff.
Only the old people. I don't know any new. Lou Charles would be on there.
Yeah, yeah.
J-Boy, I think, would be on there. Mitch and Blake from Trend.
Yeah.
On opposite ends. Staring at each other.
Angrily. Like people we know. This is not like that's not Tim Apple. You owe me a drink, bitch. I win. Ha-ha! Success.
All right.
Damn it.
Speaking of Fort Worth, we're going to talk about the new podcast we're recording soon.
Yeah. So beginning next week, your boys are going to start with J-Boy. Finally, Dungeons and Panthers.
Oh, Bill Paxton is one.
Yeah. Panthers and Dungeons and
Dungeons and Panthers.
Dungeons and Panthers and Panthers. And
minute after minute. Hour after hour.
It's going to be great. We're really looking forward to it. We're going to record next Monday, so you should see that podcast start up.
You're actually going to get to hear us and hear us act, because we got a voice act.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
That's how this has got to be. We got to act out things. We're doing Dungeons and Dragons on a podcast. Ah. So we're going to have to act as our characters. You know, obviously, if you put your hand on your head, that means you're out of character and you can talk however, but you got to be in character.
I don't know about any of that.
Good thing about this is that we're the characters, so yeah, it's okay. We can just be ourselves.
Our main man, the main man, J-Boy, is going to be our dungeon master.
Putting everything together. Yeah. Really looking forward to the storyline and stuff.
I am as well. So that's
I had no idea about the head thing.
I don't think that's real. I think Tim just made that fucking shit up.
You don't know. You don't know what I make up.
Daddy, why don't you love me? Yeah, there we go.
Out of character.
Yeah, so, all right. Okay.
And that was news with me. Thank you, everybody, and good night.
And we're all confused. We're all so confused.
All right, so.
Oh, speaking of, like, drunken and.
Go ahead, Chad.
Speaking of like drunken and high things that, you know, we do, there was a couple of weeks ago whenever I got back from the trip that I was like craving Abe Fromage. I wanted a grilled cheese from, it was cheesy.
Don't you mean cheesy does it?
Now Abe Fromage. Yeah. I got a little litty, had a bottle of wine, went out afterward. I think we went to Nickel City and it was nice. I went back home, scrolling through Instagram, and I found this website. This ad that had shoes that looked pretty comfortable, like this, you know, then they were like $20. They were super fucking cheap. Right. And so I had no idea what Temu was.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I just go nuts and I spent $120 And I ordered like six pairs of shoes. It was crazy. Just yep. ordered a bunch of shit that yep. I just did not need because I had been drinking and I was like, fuck it, you know, whatever. And these shoes look just like Yeezys. And recently I was having a conversation with Jesus, funny enough, whenever I was in Europe, I was like, man, I like Yeezys. You know, initially it was because of the name. Oh, okay, cool. But now it's just because they're so fucking comfortable. Like, back me up, right? Like, the most comfortable shoes there are.
Absolutely. The Wave Runners are some of my favorite shoes.
And so I was like, I don't care what brand they are. Someone needs to pick up this design so that I have the most comfortable shoe. So I don't have to, you know, it doesn't matter how much they are, who backs it or whatever. I will wear that shoe because they're just super comfortable. Well, that's what was like advertised on this Temu. Is these, yeah. like, these like, they were advertised as men's breathable, comfy shoes. And I got some. And bro, they're comfortable as shit. And they look just like Yeezys.
They look just like Yeezys. But let me ask you.
These were $26.
Are they as breathable as these?
No, I don't know about you guys.
As the foam runners.
Are they as breathable as these?
Those look legit.
These are real. These are legit.
Yeah, these are not. So I got some on Temu. Tim got some shoes on Temu. Hit or miss, right?
All
right.
So the foam runners at 10 feet away, they look real.
Yeah.
You get up close, you can see some of the misperfections. Those look real. Other they don't have the boost or whatever that's written on there and all that stuff. I like the Air Prestos or whatever. Or not Air Prestos. Up-tempos. The Air Up-tempos. And so I bought some. And they say,
yeah, those are awful. Please tell me you're gonna wear them.
Look at the bottoms, though, man. Look at those soles, man.
It's like hard ass. Plastic.
Holy you got shit. To wear those.
No traction.
Please tell me you're gonna wear them.
I'm just gonna say this right
they're
now.
Too big.
They're. What do you mean they're too big?
They like if I tighten them up. These are touching.
If you wear those to SneakerCon, they're going to be like, ha, 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 this man's wearing ugly, oversized fucking shoes. Ha, 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 they're fake.
So they are hit or miss. They are hit or miss.
So I will say for these, like the look, like I compared them to my actual pair of Yeezys. The look is almost identical. Like the like material is almost identical. There's a couple of things that are different. And you can tell like on the seams and stuff, you can kind of see some of the glue. Like it's not quite as perfect as, you know, the Yeezys are.
Dude, I pulled these out of the package and I swear I could have gotten fucking high off the
yeah,
glue.
Yeah, these were like they glued them immediately and packaged them up. And as soon as, yeah, same.
That's why when they do the legit checks, the first thing they do, they'll just like open them up, smell them, and like you tell right off the bat they're fake.
It makes sense. But I don't give a shit.
I just want to know, like, should I get some real legit up-tempos?
Yeah, I mean, they're not that.
They're not that expensive. No,
just get some.
They got some brown ones that I really like.
I'm telling you, these are comfortable as shit. And I went back and got another three pairs.
Dude, look, this is the way I've kind of like, you know me, I'm an avid shoe collector.
Right.
So like, I was talking to my old pal, Dr. Chuck, and we had a conversation like, dude, at some point when, and he's a doctor, I got him into shoes. He
doctor?
Buys, doctor?
Doctor.
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 Do you concur? He said at some point, when is it like, you wear all these like real shoes, when is it going to get to the point where you wear like a fake pair? And I'm like, dude.
Fuck it.
Honestly, like, I mean, the way shoes are. It's like they're so limited, and this is for kids. They get clowned for their shoes.
Yeah.
So, like, why not get something that, like, looks exactly like it?
Dude.
And not spend enough, not spend the money because, like, dude, kids are shitty.
Yeah.
Kids are fucking assholes. And so they're still going to clown you either way. I mean, wear something that you like. I mean, just if you can't get it, you can't afford it, dude.
Team
There's man. Nothing wrong with that. I won't, like, I used to back in the day whenever I got into it, I would clown a lot of people. But, like, now I'm kind of like, dude, wear what you want. And if it's not real, then. But I wear real shit. I don't do
any of that. There's
for now.
You
for
bought
now.
Stuff on Temu, bitch.
I did. I'm going to.
And I'm looking forward to seeing
it. I can't wait to see it.
I know. But yeah, I didn't know. So everyone's like, oh, yeah, you never heard of Temu. I've never heard of it. But apparently that Same. Was the big commercial in the Super Bowl where it had like the QR code or some shit, right?
Was that what it was?
Yeah, that was Temu. But none of us had enough time to catch it, and we didn't even care enough to like go back and look. That was Temu. So apparently it's a big deal, and like, a lot of people are using Temu.
I want to buy some I would like to buy like knockoff Freddy Krueger.
Oh, the Dunk SBs? Low.
Yeah.
Bro, those are fucking expensive, man. God damn, I love those though. They're really nice.
Yeah, they look cool. They just have a cool overall vibe to them. Like new Nike, I'm on Nike shoes online store. You know that's legit.
Yep. You know what we should do is like go and buy.
They want $133 for those shoes, but the real ones are like $39,000.
Yeah, they're fucking expensive.
We should continue to purchase things on Temu,
yeah,
and then come back and see what's legit what's not. Seriously,
on StockX.
Yeah. Holy
man, that's
shit.
Just that's somebody like inflated the price. Yeah, they're just.
We should come back with the like the wins and the losses of the Temu orders. Because obviously you got a win and a loss.
I got a win and a loss, yeah.
I got this colander and it was broken. So that was a loss, but it was $1.85. So
I've got some stuff I'm gonna order next payday. I've got queued up in the shopping cart.
They've got kitchen shit?
I've got some sunglasses.
They do, yeah.
Lots of kitchen shit.
We need to do like a I think we should do like a haul where we do we're gonna pick like sunglasses and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Right. So we get like, like the stuff that looks like Gucci and Armani and Prada and all that stuff, and get those sunglasses and just see how they actually look. Right. I think we should do that with some clothes. I think we should do it with.
Bro, I'd be real worried about the clothes. The shoes already were like all you have to size up. Those shoes from China are going to be like the clothes are going to be tiny.
I've got some Fabletics style pants in my queue.
Okay, we'll see how it works out.
They're going to be like see-through. You're going to see your hairy fucking ass.
Hey, how did you know my ass is hairy?
I was looking up Daft Punk helmets because that'd be cool to like get, and they're all like fucking shitty helmets. I'm kind of disappointed.
I think we should do a hole.
Am I crazy, or did you tan a little bit?
Yeah, it's called Broglow.
What?
Broglow. Self-tanner. Tanner for the boys. Sponsor us. Let's get this
tanner
guy.
Tanner for the boys?
Let's get this guy brown.
Bro, yeah, this man is like a ghost. He's right. As white as Lance.
So I started.
Whiter than Lance.
I like to have a little bit of color, and I decided I wanted to try this. I've been seeing it.
A base coat?
I
need a base coat.
I need a little base coat.
How about me? Can I use it?
I don't know. Maybe. So I've been seeing it advertised on TikTok.
It's called Broglow?
It's called Broglow. And so I bought some Broglow. And here's what I want to do. I want you to use it.
I mean, it doesn't. So here's the deal. I've seen
it's
like,
a subtle. It's a subtle.
Yeah. Like I could kind of tell, but not really tell. But you don't have like that orangeness going
right,
on.
Right. It's not supposed to. Okay. But if you want it darker, you just add another coat. But I want to bring it over.
Okay. Oh, you want to lather me down?
I want to give it to you.
Is that what Broglow is all about?
I want you to take it home with you. I want you to put it on. So you have to wear it 24 hours. Do it 24 hours before.
Okay.
So it develops in 8 hours. But so give it to you on Monday.
Okay.
You put it on Monday. Show up here at the podcast. I want to see if you actually.
I have a feeling you're going to give me the wrong one. I'm going to come in here looking like
no.
Extra crispy or just super orange or something.
It's just one thing, but I think it only lasts like 5 or 6 days.
Okay.
Like you.
What have we become? Before we even started the show, Javier is giving Tim eye cream. Like what? Who are we?
Dude, that shit is tight,
dude. I was on TikTok and I saw like an old Mexican father like put it on, like, and then he was telling his wife. Are you falling in love with me again? Like, it's fucking crazy. Like, it's awesome. And on the group chat, Javier, your glow is natural, bro.
But I legit want to see.
Look at this. Look at this. Look how white this is.
Look at it.
Acknowledge me. Wow. It looks like a sausage.
All right, beefcake. It looks super white on
like
there, man.
Like a Vienna sausage. Like the whitest sausage you can find.
No, but I think it would be funny. You have never seen yourself tan. Because you've never tanned. You don't tan. So let's see what Chad looks like tan.
All right, I'll give it a go. If I come in looking orange, I'm going to beat your fucking ass.
I swear to Christ, if he does, I will fucking pay you $100.
No.
Oh, my God. Let's get my boy here looking orange. Like
I don't
want to
be coming in here looking like RX Prez. You know what I mean?
It only lasts, like I said, it lasts. And you could scrub it off. Like, it'll come off like as you shower.
Chad,
stuff.
You're going to look like a winner. You're going to win. You're going to look like me. Everyone else is a bunch of losers. I tell you, I have the best tan, the best kind of tan. I'm orange.
From the chat, Hot Cheetos Chad, The Jersey Panthers.
I love nice. It. Nice. So yeah, I want to do that.
I'm down.
We need to cut that. I want to send it to. I want to tag Broglo in that. And I want to see if we can get a free bottle and some stuff. And
yeah, absolutely.
I'll get it from you this weekend. Since
the
Broglo
challenge.
Yeah, let's
Broglo challenge. Who can look the best in Broglo?
Who can get the darkest?
Why are you still doing Trump hands? What do you?
I swear, I'm going to look like the people that I need to vote for me. The Mexicans, they love me. They love me. The Cubans, they love me. That was terrible.
Puerto Ricans, they love them. All right.
That's pretty good.
Hey, no, they don't. Yeah, they fucking hate them. I do want to say one thing, though. I know, again, congratulations, boys. We won best of.
I thought you were congratulating me on the Broglo.
Congratulations to you.
Congratulations on your Broglo.
Wait, so I told people, like, they asked, like, at work, someone was like, "You're tan." I was like, "Yeah, it's called Broglo." And they're like, "What?" And I tell them,
"You're not that tan."
No, but like it's a noticeable.
But it is subtle.
It's like it's a noticeable difference in the office and stuff like that. So I tell them, I'm not opposed to using some self tanner here and there. I don't know if it does. I wonder, like, if it helps.
From the chat, we talk about Puerto Rico and Trump paper towels. That's all it said. That's I'm all telling it says. You, paper towels.
That's it. That's all you got to see.
They hate them. We know.
That motherfucker.
Know. That was the joke.
Son of a bitch. Fucking guy, man.
All right.
Swish.
All right, anyways, go on.
So congratulations to you and you and to me for winning best.
Congratulations to you.
Congratulations.
Good day,
congratulations.
Sir.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Is it like shaking through proxy?
But with winning. God damn it, let go of me. But with winning.
It was so uncomfortable.
But with winning comes competition. And the gauntlet has been thrown.
Okay. What?
And I will say this. Jay-Z used to do it at the Hot 97. Was it Hot 97?
Hot 100.
No, 100. Wrong. I declare war. And I declare for the best of reasons. I declare war on the RIP podcast. Ooh. Our AP podcast, I declare war on them. Because they threw out the gauntlet and they wanted a challenge. They want a challenge for best of. I told them, all right, well, if you guys win, I will buy you a bottle of Brut so you can celebrate.
You like know, cologne?
Ooh, that smells so good.
Cologne? What is it, 1994?
I mean, y'all been doing self-tan and fucking eye things.
Listen here, man. Doing. It's all about self-care.
My man, Corey. Can we talk about Tim's shorts and how short they are?
I didn't realize your little sausage legs were fucking hanging out.
Right.
Bro, I'm really glad that mixer's in the way because I'm sure you're full donging. You're full donging.
I've seen how long those balls are. They're just hanging out under
there.
He
sits
somewhere.
On his testicles. Anyways, I declare war on you guys. It was TFTI, but you know they're small. They're small fries, and you know it don't matter no more about those guys.
Lance just wants us to say his podcast name right.
Yeah. Good luck,
emo.
But
so what's the deal? We're coming at RAP.
We're coming at those guys. I hope they're ready. That's you know. I'm just going to say that.
Johnny says he's ready.
Yeah.
Good luck.
But I'm very excited. Those guys are great guys, man. They show a lot of love. And
may God protect your soul.
May God protect your soul. Your soul hole.
I just want to say in the words of JD, I've got my meat shorts on.
You sure shit. Those are JD meat shorts.
These are JD meat shorts.
Yeah.
All right.
Speaking of which. Oh, no, we talked about the... No, we can't talk
no,
about it.
No, we can't
it.
Talk about no, it yet.
Not yet. Not until it's official. This is Sparta.
So there was something that I wanted to ask, and it was about a show. You were queuing up all these questions about shows and stuff like that at the end of the last
We didn't talk
podcast.
About Miss Maisel, and I love Miss Maisel.
Dude.
Did you finish it?
Yes.
What'd you think?
I thought the last
The Marvelous Miss Maisel, by the way, is a show on.
I haven't watched it.
We did talk about it, though. We did on the last episode.
Yeah.
You drank heavily. But yes, we did. And I thought the last season was perfection.
Amazing. Yeah, I think so, too.
It was kind of
all over
the place.
The last episode was just...
Yeah, that's what you said.
Dude, we're almost done with... I think we have like maybe 5 episodes left of Mad Men.
Oh, really?
I realized that I did not finish it because it was a year between whenever they stopped... When they recorded that mid-season finale,
it was a year,
and I just forgot about it.
Yeah,
and so now this is all like new to me, and I'm like, holy fuck! Oh,
I think they paid like there was an episode. I don't know if you remember where they were talking about the Beatles, and he's like, "Here, pop this in, listen to it."
Oh yeah,
they paid like I think $5 million to play a 30-second clip of a Beatles song. Just have it on the episode.
Jesus.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
So how many seasons of Miss Maisel is there?
Five.
Five?
Five.
Yeah. I think I stopped on season two.
It's so good.
And it
so
just
I really
better.
Liked it. I just, as the problem.
As a man, I hated women like telling jokes and succeeding, right?
Yeah.
is that what it was, Tim?
The problem,
I hate the success of women.
The problem that I have is I'll start watching another show. And then I forget that one comes back on.
Right.
I've got The Mandalorian still that I need to watch.
Dude, yeah. I got to watch this entire last season.
Yeah. I haven't watched this last season.
It happened so quick. I watched it.
Of Ted Lasso.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't watched this last season of it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. You finished quick?
Nothing. I you want to talk about Ted Lasso? I can't talk about Ted Lasso.
I can't talk about it.
I can't talk about it with you.
Why not?
Anyways.
Because he hasn't
seen it yet. All right, but
down, down like you, girl.
All right,
something like that. Right?
So, Miss Maisel, were you satisfied with the ending? With this ending, were you satisfied
of what,
Miss Maisel?
Yeah, absolutely. It was great.
All right.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I gotta go to the group chat. The show was such a letdown. Yes, that. I'm sorry, Tim. I hate to say it. That last season, the last couple episodes of Mad Men. Yeah, should have redone it. Did y'all see Dave last week? Me and
yes.
Chad just talked about
we
it before.
Just about it.
Before we got on, and Ruby just walked in and commented on Tim's shorts.
So, this is why we have so many viewers right
Please
now.
Please do not get up.
Show us that beef.
Good Lord, Ooh. Dude.
God damn.
You look like sausage legs.
What a man. What a man. What a mighty good man. All right, I kind of want to tee up this concept for you.
Hit your keyboard.
One of my favorite things about shows are not, you know, like the cool new concepts. You know what I mean? Like what's the one where they're all in like red dresses and shit? Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh fuck, I gotta catch up on that.
Because that one was such a bizarre concept for a show to me that like it was just well done. But like just the overall concept of like this other like I guess a reality or in the future or whatever that this shit could happen.
You mean like our reality now?
Yeah, kind of already happening. It's just kind of crazy, right? It's not a cop show, lawyer show, you know, ER show or whatever. All the shows these days, it seems like, are the same. So when a really cool concept comes along, it's just like I get really involved. So let me kind of tee up a concept for you, and I want to get y'all's like thoughts and perceptions because y'all haven't seen the show yet.
Yeah.
So let's just say one of our favorite bars here in town. Let's say Down and Out, right? Down and Out is just having their normal stuff like they always do. They're having good nights. People are coming out. Everyone's drinking, having a good time. One day, just randomly, this machine pops up into Down and Out, right? And it doesn't have any information on it. It's got a butterfly on it, and it just has a machine.
Oh,
and
man, I've been there.
What? And so
heard that.
Then so we hear about it, and then it just starts popping up on social media. Like everyone's going nuts about this machine and how they're getting their true potential from this machine.
I feel like that's like the monolith that just started showing up around places, right? But people aren't getting the true potential. It was just showing up.
Right. Okay. And people are like, and social media is going nuts. And they're all saying, hey, this machine gave me my true potential. So the whole deal is this machine, you pay $5 or something, right, on this machine. You put in your social security number and your handprint, and it shoots out a card with your true potential. That's
so
it.
Like a Zoltar situation.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly. Right. But a little bit more in depth. But yes. So 1 to 5 words, whatever is on that card is your true potential. Would you do that? Would you go in and do it?
Yeah, because I'm not worried about my credit, so I'll put my social security out there for everything.
Yeah, man.
Well, even if he didn't have the credit, right? Like the social thing was kind of random on the show.
Those Capital One Vikings are coming after me.
Let's just say $5, and you get to learn your true potential.
Yeah, man. Yes. Yeah, and if you ask me, would I take the limitless pill too? Yeah, I would.
Dude, I already told you already that limitless pill. Gold for logo.
Or gold
for it's a fact. Logo.
Yeah.
It's a fact. No, seriously.
No, I would do it. Yeah. Why not?
Okay, but would you do it seriously? Would you get it and say, this is my true potential? Or would you think it's kind of a gag?
I don't know. It depends on what it said.
Okay. I like that answer.
Like, I think it'd be, yeah. It'd be
what
dependent.
About you, Javier?
I would do it.
You would do it?
Yeah, I mean.
And would you think it was real or a gag?
Dude, that's a kind of scary thing. I mean, what? About just, you know.
If it told me that my true potential is blowing dudes in a back alley,
right,
I would 100% believe it.
Right, because it's always been a dream for you.
Let's get real. If it didn't say that, Tim, I mean, would you be the greatest blower that ever blew? The man is legendary for his
the best blower that ever did blue.
The best blow in the West, I tell you what.
If that's what the new newfangled Zoltar says, I mean, I guess so.
Let's just take that as one of the examples. Yeah. Okay. One of the examples is you are really good at sex with men.
All right. Would you laugh it off,
or would you say this is worth a try?
I probably would laugh it off. I would not say it's worth a try, but I'd probably laugh it off and be like, well, I guess the world will never know on that one.
Okay.
Well, no, I think it's going to be one of those things where you got to see other people's results, right?
Exactly.
You have to.
So what if all these other people are getting very realistic results? Yeah. What if you know, someone got one and that actually was their true potential? Would you start believing it then?
I would.
100%. Yeah, maybe. I could imagine like, okay, I went and did this. I got the little card. And then all I'm seeing these like news, like stories pop up, like blah 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 machine shows up in whatever city, and now all these people look at the success they've had,
right?
Basically, I'll be like, well, I guess you know I got to make money somehow, so sure,
okay,
and maybe it is my true potential.
So okay, let's take this another step further, right? So say you haven't done the machine yet, everyone's doing it, they're talking about it, and it seems to be real. Everyone's true potential seems to be pretty on par, or it's somewhat connected to their life, and they're making it their reality, right? And then you go and do the machine, Javier, and it says you fix hail damage. What would you think?
Dude.
Be like, stating the obvious.
No, but that, at this point, like everyone's freaking out and going nuts about it, but this is your true potential, but it's already what you're doing.
I think I would cry.
Really?
I really would, man, because like it's weird. Okay, so my background is like, you know, I've been with this all my life. And then whenever I got to college, like my dad was kind of like, felt like he was like force feeding me this.
Right.
And I still loved it, but like the way he treated me at the time with that kind of work is just like overbearing, and I was like, I got to do my own thing. I don't want to do this anymore. Let the passion's taken out. And then like working retail and doing everything, and even before like what's been going on, you were like, dude, what are you doing? Like, go work with your dad. You're going to make great money, and the money's there, but I'm just like, even now, the passion's not there.
Okay, so say the passion's not, and it's saying, yeah, but you're very like, would you take it as like you're just very good at this? Like, you need to continue because this is what you're supposed to do.
I mean, at that point, I wouldn't.
No,
I'd be like, you know what? Fuck this machine. Like, I'm not gonna fuck you. I'm not gonna even try.
So
if it told me that, I'd quit my job. As a matter of fact.
Really? So the machine is good until it tells you that you already are doing your true potential.
Yeah, fuck that. No, I would quit. I'd quit my job. I would quit my job and be like, no, this is wrong. You're wrong. The machine's wrong. I'm gonna try to find what I love.
Okay.
Fuck that.
Okay. What about you, Tim? If it comes back and goes, medical, EMT, this like, is what you're supposed to do.
Hell yeah, brother.
Really?
Yeah, I I am a creature of comfort and habit, right?
I'm well aware, yeah.
And I, you know, cool. If that's what I'm supposed to do, you know, I've been doing it for so long, I'm good at it. All right.
Okay, interesting.
I could see it.
I think that's, it's very kind of eye-opening to see people's responses. Because, like, you could also take that, right, and say, hey, you're supposed to fix, you know, people's hail damage, and that's what you're supposed to do. But you could flip it and go, maybe I need to start my own fucking business and really do this. If this is something I'm that good at, maybe I should do it even better, right? Like, you could take it a step further, right? Or you could just say, fuck this. And then at that point, is it telling you your true potential to be right, or is it telling you to get you to do what you need to do? You know what I mean?
That sounds very depressing to me. I'm very depressed right now.
Oh, shit.
Somebody brighten me up.
So that's kind of what this show, Big Door Prize, is about.
Are we still talking about the show?
Yes.
That's what Big Door Prize is about?
That's what Big Door Prize is
about. I thought Big Door Prize was like about like...
The Price is Right?
Yes. No. Or something on that lines.
No.
Come on down.
There's this show Was it Apple TV, I think? Big Door Prize. And there's this, and I'm not giving any spoilers out, but there's this machine that pops up in the town. This all happens in like the first fucking episode. And it starts giving people their true potential. And everyone's going nuts about it because some people are getting their actual job. Some people are getting things that they've always wanted to do. Some people are getting just outrageous things. Like what would you do if you got yours came back and it said King?
Oh man, dude, I would like totally play out my Gossip Girl fantasies. Like I'd find a socialite like in New York and like, you know, take her out shopping and have her be the queen of Monaco.
So you would actively try to be a king, you think, if the card said king?
Fuck, you kidding me? Better than hail damage guy.
Yeah, right. You're like, fuck it, the card said everyone else is working, so I better figure out how to do this.
What kind of king, though?
Exactly. Like, who knows? That's kind of like where the show kind of has that gray area, and that's the biggest part of the show.
The king of hail damage, man.
Yeah, that's your new shop name. King of hail damage.
Fuck, man.
Really good show. And like I said, whenever I see like really cool, weird concepts come up, I love it.
It sounded like something from, because I've only seen
Black Mirror.
Yeah, I've only seen a couple episodes of Black Mirror.
Speaking of which, Black Mirror new episodes coming out soon.
And it's been like 4 or 5 years, yeah, right? Yeah, it's been forever. I'm
Bandersnatch stoked. Was the last one.
So one of my coworkers was telling me about Black Mirror. And at one of the episodes I didn't see where these two guys fall in love in a virtual world.
Oh, yeah. Like it's like a video game and they fall in love.
Everything and then they start fucking.
Yeah.
That's fucking weird, man.
Yeah,
but that's where we're headed.
Yeah,
it is absolutely. I mean, you know, hey, our great great grandchildren are gonna have like things that we never dreamed of. Pleasure devices. Yep.
I mean,
yep. Vibrating cock rings and
they already got those.
What?
Oh yeah, Apple. I mean, that VR thing. Yes, it's outrageously expensive. I can't spend $3,500 on something that I will probably rarely use. But that sort of technology, starting now. In like bringing in AI and everything else, we are well on our way to all these movies and shit.
I think I saw something. They're like the past 5 months felt like 5 years, but like the past 5 years is going to feel like 5 months. Meaning like technology is going to be like nothing like we've ever seen.
I remember seeing a TiVo commercial like years ago, right?
Yeah. TiVo.
So I remember seeing this TiVo commercial and the way they produced the commercial is like they were watching like a Western. It was a bar fight, and the dad like pauses the TV, and he walks through the bar fight to get like a snack or something. Comes back and sits down.
Yeah,
and so
I remember that.
And I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, as a kid, like holy fuck, TiVo can do that. Like it's gonna be like in the room, like it's gonna be real life or
like
whatever,
VR or augmented reality.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
And now we're. So that's what I'm like looking forward the most is like that type of augmented reality where like they're gonna make movies, they're gonna be the spatial video to where you're gonna wear these headsets and you're gonna look around and you're gonna be surrounded by like whatever.
What movie was it where they were able to like relive that memory, like their surroundings and like everything?
What
was it, like a Minority Report?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, what's funny is I want to go back to watch some of these movies like iRobot or I Am Legend or Minority Report, because all of these things are actually happening right now.
Yeah.
And it would be like a whole other take watching it now.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, it would be.
Well, so on the group chat,
An Oculus. Javier's got an Oculus. We've tried it out.
I've got one too.
But we're really wanting to go into
the first time you were using Google Maps, you were kind of like about to fall over because you were looking.
I got mine because I was hoping to do Google Maps, and the Facebook version doesn't have it.
Oh, man. What the hell?
You have to plug it into your computer.
Yeah, I need to figure that out.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, totally. Yeah, Apple did just announce like this like VR rig that.
What's it called?
I mean, it's called
Apple Vision?
Vision Max or something like that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the concept is cool. And, like, you know, it's needed to be there. I mean, I think it's where we're headed. What future things that we've seen in film or, like, fantasy do you think will never happen? Flying cars for me.
No, flying cars are going to happen.
Maglev is one thing, but flying cars is another.
I don't know if we're going to ever see it. It's going to be drones.
Are you sure?
Big
drones?
Yes, they've already created these drones that seat two to four people. 100% this is happening.
That are autonomous, too.
In fact, there was this whole Uber thing a couple of years ago that they were looking at creating a facility in Dallas where it was going to be all self-driving drone
cars. You would go to it. It would take you to the airport and stuff like that.
Yeah. So I think we're closer to that. I think, to answer your question, though, time travel. I don't think we're ever, ever, ever going to see time travel.
No, I think we already have seen time travel.
Nope.
I
The
look, man. So I just saw this. Matt Groening's a fucking time traveler because I just saw this. They were talking about Homer wrote this equation up on the board, and it was so fucking close. Like
donut theory.
It was so close to the God particle.
Right.
Like I'm talking like within like one or two numbers. Like how does that happen? Without having some sort of
But you're taking this from a TikTok video that you sent us. Like you do the math. Like let's see if that's actually true. So many times TikTok has said, "Could you believe this really happened?"
I bet it is real. I bet it is real.
I mean, Simpsons have been on
because there's been so much stuff that the Simpsons have predicted.
Pretty close to
right. I mean, I'm not saying they're 100% on, but like, who's to say that like what we learned in Back to the Future?
Yeah,
because it's a documentary. Is that you can't fuck with the past. You can't fuck with time. You go in there and you start messing things up, and then what happens is you end up with Back to the Future 2. Biff's got some sort of casino, and he's married your mother, and he's killed your dad.
Look, I just think that like even a blind squirrel gets a nut every now and then. Like you're talking about thousands of episodes of Simpsons, and like a dozen things.
Hey,
came
it clocks
true.
Right two times a day.
There's
right?
more than that, though. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I just
catch 22. You know, am I right?
Catch 22. You know. Is the juice worth the squeeze? I mean, is you know other stuff weird stuff?
What about you? What is something that you thought or that you think will never happen? Did you say flying cars? Did you see? Did you say something, Tim?
That I will never see.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll ever be able to explore deep space in our time. I don't think that's ever going to happen anytime. In our foreseeable future.
Like the next 500 years, something like that?
Yeah. I think we'll be long gone. Even though they say, like, if you're under the age of 50 or 60 or whatever, then we're going to live
longer,
for a long forever. Time, whatever. I don't believe it. Neil deGrasse
Tyson,
he brought up a point, and he was talking about how him and another scientist, I believe, were talking, and they were just talking about, like, discovered, right? What's been discovered? And basically they compared, like, looking for alien life form. And we know there's fish in the ocean, right? Mm-hmm. But the amount that we've discovered in space is the equivalent of taking a glass and dipping it in the ocean and saying, oh, yeah, there's no fish in the ocean.
Right.
Because we've only seen that small amount.
Yeah, it's infinite. That makes sense.
I don't think that we'll ever, in our lifetime, I don't think we'll ever get that far. I don't think we'll ever know about all this alien stuff's coming about, but I don't think we'll ever find out exactly what it is.
Speaking of which, on the group chat, do your best Ray Romano voice. Hey, Deborah. Hey, why is my mother here? She's the worst. Robert, why are you here in my house? You want to have sex with my wife? I hate you, Robert. Everybody loves Raymond, all right? I'm sorry. No, the aliens, UFOs. UFOs,
nope,
somebody, a whistleblower like for UFOs recently announced that they have like a partially intact aircraft, is that right?
Oh, they said they've been picking up aircraft and stuff like that for years, and so the most common UFO that's been spotted is like this little spherical thing that, and they have like a whatever, they've got video of it and all sorts of stuff, but they're saying that the U.S. government has picked up crashed UFOs but then don't say anything about it. Keep it hush hush, all that stuff.
Are you sure? I don't know.
I remember seeing that in the documentary.
Yeah.
In the documentary, Nope.
I haven't seen Nope yet. I haven't watched it.
You know,
I hear that they caught
one with a balloon,
right?
But it exploded,
right?
And they had to use an old timey crane.
Well, that's the other thing is those balloons that they shot down. They've got footage of them shooting down, but they're like, yeah, but we're not going to release it.
Weird.
So I really hope they come out with something though. That'd be really interesting to see because obviously we're not alone in the universe, you know.
Yeah. So we've been going about an hour 20.
Yeah.
Do we want to hit the additional content that we have on the notes?
No, I had him to bring up. It's June 6th.
Yeah.
Today is
June 6th, 2023.
And is the anniversary, the 79th anniversary of D-Day.
I do think before we go into that, I do think we should bring up the couple of videos I sent you.
You sure? Because it's going to be a real weird transition.
Okay, let's not.
Okay.
Let's save that for next week. Okay. Yeah. So we talked about shows, talked about movies, all that stuff. So you're right, June 6th, D-Day, the 10 best World War II movies of all time, Woo! According to IGN.com.
Movies or shows? Movies or shows or just movies?
Movies.
Okay.
Why is this blurry? I want to see.
What World War II shows are there?
Band of Brothers. The Pacific.
All right. So let's go into...
Really? Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You got to watch Band of Brothers.
All right.
Okay.
I want you to guess...
Watch Band of Brothers!
I want you to take some guesses about the movies. I want you to call out... Okay, what do you think is on this list?
Saving Private Ryan.
Let's see where Saving Private Ryan comes in. It comes in as number one.
Yes.
Wow.
Patton.
Patton is not on here.
World War Z.
World War Z is not on here.
Brad Pitt. Come on. He did a great job.
That was... That's zombies, not World War II.
I always fuck that up.
All right. You got another one.
Movies?
Yeah, movies. These are all movies. They range from as far back
any
as...
Any war movie or World War II specific?
World War II. This is the top... You wanted World War II.
What you asked for,
I wanted movies and shows.
Top 10 World War II movies. And it goes by, as far back as 1942.
Oh, there was one with Audie Murphy. He's from Texas.
Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy's brother.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to go through this list.
Yeah, because I have no idea.
All right. Number 10, Inglorious Bastards.
Oh,
come on. That amazing. One did have
that
Brad
is
Pitt.
A perfect. And see, I want my scalps.
That's what I meant, is that one with Brad Pitt.
Das Boot.
Yeah, it's a very old movie.
Das Boot. 1981.
That's the submarine movie. Very legendary movie.
Jojo Rabbit.
I need to watch
that. Oh, that one's good.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah, Tammy said really it's really good. Yeah, I like still got to watch it.
The oldest one on here is Casablanca, 1942.
Oh. We'll always have... I forgot.
That stuff.
Dunkirk, 2017.
Very good movie. That very good movie.
Come and See, 1985.
Didn't see that. No, it sounds like a porno.
Number four.
You didn't come and see that one?
No, I did not come and
number
see.
Number four, Schindler's List.
Oh, man.
Which always amazes film. Me because it's black and white. And yeah. As a kid, I thought it was a super old movie. But 1993.
Wow. That movie was black and white, but there were certain scenes where they had added color.
Yes.
There was one scene where there was a little girl like running out of the line to go to the concentration camps. She was wearing a red dress. The entire time, like, you just spot her running out of line and trying to hide. Later on, you see in the scene where she's, like, one of the bodies being thrown into, like, a cart. That's but it's very, like, it's an amazing movie.
It is.
Like, it's
Number three, The Thin Red Line.
Oh, yes, the soundtrack's amazing.
1998.
Terrence Malick, one of his best films. I, like, loved that movie.
Number two.
Rami Malek's dad?
Yep, that's the same guy.
Number two, the second oldest movie is The Bridge on the River Kwai.
Yeah, that's got 1957. Obi-Wan. It's got Obi-Wan Kenobi
I've been there.
The River Kwai?
Yeah.
The Bridge on the River Kwai.
Yeah.
And then number one, of course, was Saving Private Ryan.
Amazing movie.
I actually, my parents took me out of school early to go see that movie.
Really? That's crazy because, like, you know, remember, like, whenever it came out, like, they weren't letting kids in.
Dude, that was an intense movie as a 1999.
Yeah, so. I think you're right.
I just had it pulled up, 98. Yeah. So we're talking, like, seventh grade.
Yeah.
So as a seventh grader going to the movie and watching Saving Ryan's Privates, watching Saving Private Ryan. I almost said Saving Ryan's Privates. Saving Private Ryan.
Fucking Herbie, man. God damn it. Jesus Christ. Magic Mike. God damn it.
Man, it was that was an intense movie. There was another one.
I only watched like two of them on that list.
A Beautiful Life. A Beautiful Life is the other one that I think is a wonderful.
The Italian one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's right up there with Schindler's List.
On the group chat, Pearl Harbor. That was pretty entertaining. I did enjoy that movie whenever it came out. The Boy with the Striped Pajamas. That was very sad. Let's see. Indiana Jones. He's always fighting Nazis.
Yeah. Yeah, technically, right?
Indiana Jones is always fighting Nazis.
Boys in the Hood.
Damn it, man.
Herbie's the worst.
Sarah's Key?
I don't know. I got to ask her what that's about. Hmm. Any Indiana Jones movie, he's always fighting Nazis. Yeah. It's always just Nazis. Was except for the last of the Crystal Skull.
Skull was just
Russians.
Was Russians and aliens. So.
Yeah. Yeah, so damn, I mean, that was, I enjoyed it. I mean, I don't know why anybody's hating. Oh, the other movies that I guess are announced: Avatar, Fury, Gangster's Paradise, Magic Mike, Shaving Ryan's Privates, Django, and Boys in the Hood. Thanks, Irv. Appreciate
those it. Those didn't make this list, but they made the list.
But yeah, June 6th, D-Day. That's the what anniversary? What
D-Day, D-Day invasion anniversary. I'm a man of history.
How many years ago?
79 years ago. It was December 7th. June 6th, 1944. I was listening, as a matter of fact, all day today, other than Forever Reckless. I was listening to radio broadcasts. From that time.
Do you want to do my history class? My history class is next semester.
I love history. That's one thing. It's straight up
the world at war.
Really?
The world at war is what my history is.
Dude, I remember like during the Gulf War, like watching ABC News and watching Peter Jennings.
Oh, yeah, I remember that report. Too.
I was always watching that.
Sitting right next to you.
I just
watching it.
Yep. Oh. But I mean, like Band of Brothers, I'll tell you right now, like introduced like the world to like so many actors. There was an episode with the guy who played Professor X.
Okay.
Tom Hardy was in like a couple episodes.
Neil Patrick Harrison?
Okay, no. I'll have to go watch it.
Ross from Friends was on there. Everybody hated that dude. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
He's like the guy that everybody hated. He was like the original
asshole.
But it's a great show, man. Watch that in the Pacific. It's both the Atlantic and the Pacific theaters.
Twins.
Of war. God damn it, Herbie. Fuck, man. You're fucking me here.
Stop looking at the chat.
The Pianist is an amazing movie. It's what, like Tammy said, it's very sad.
Yeah.
So many, just remember your veterans, and the, you know, there's not too many World War II veterans here anymore. So, man, appreciate them. If you happen to run into one, salute them and thank them for their service. And also, man, get a story or two out of them. Like, they really don't like talking about it most of the time, but hey, who knows? Man.
Make them? Is that what you're trying to say?
Tell me your story!
Get a good story. They don't like talking about it, but fucking make them.
All right. So, do we want to end it?
Yeah, man. Hey, thanks for everybody hanging out in the chat. Man, we had more chatter tonight than we generally do, and I love to see it. It just keeps growing and growing.
Indiana the Cupboard. Yep, best World War II movie. So is Terminator.
That was World War III. So, if you don't already do so, please make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Funky Panther. Catch us every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Everyone here is having a good time chatting with us. We want to make sure that we call them all out and see some of the good stuff that they bring us content-wise. Love it, love it, love it. If you don't already do so, also, make sure you follow us at The Funky Panther on all things social media. You can also call, text, leave us a voicemail, 817-677-0408. Anything else, gents?
Right. Hey, best of Fort Worth 2023.
Stay swell.
Stay good, everybody. I'm Chad.
I am still very chilly in my really cold house.
And I'm Tim.
And we are
the Funky Panther. Best of Fort Worth.
Sponsored by Miller Lite.
Nope.
I'm too big for this. I get it off the strand. Heard of the weight of the world. Never seen nothing like this. I had to do it for me. Brought it back, now everyone eat. Too busy plotting my move. They care what they say about me. So turn me up. Don't turn me down. But turn me up. Don't turn me down. Do it for the city. We the talk of the town. So turn me up. Don't turn me down. Feeling like proud top sander. Shutting down niggas on camera. Being into the